The marshy terrain squished uncomfortably beneath his leather boots. The smell of damp, decayed vegetation was pungent and stung his nostrils. On top of that, the light had begun to fade, casting more and more shadows that made it difficult for the Hapan to navigate the terrain. Marek Tyrus pulled his armor-weave cloak, his shade, tight around his body to stave off the wicked winds and misty haze from the tempest that broke against Uskil's northern cliffs. They were not far from the Shadow Academy. Marek knew the way. He just needed to focus, concentrate on the mission. A Wookiee growled, causing Marek to nearly jump in place, hands going for his weapons, expecting an ambush or worse.
Excuse, Shadow Marek.
The Wookiee's datapad translated through its built-in speaker into a robotic, mostly articulate voice.
Yes, Kelvin?
Marek replied, relaxing his shoulders, but still keeping alert.
Am no not best time, but only time see. You talk my parents, yes.
Marek kept his face its typical blank slate, but something in the depths of his eyes sparked at the memory and the implication of the young Wookiee's words.
Yes, I spoke with them before you came to Arcona. I told them I would keep you safe and give you the opportunities to grow.
Kelvin towered over the Hapan. He had a well-groomed coat of dark gray fur with a telltale white circle pattern around one eye, like a naturally occurring eye patch.
But then left.
If there was any accusation in Kelvin's comments, it did not show on his surprisingly gentle features.
And then I left, but I made sure you were in very good hands. Sugenia was a good master, no?
Yes, best master, but wondered.
Marek nodded and looked at the Wookiee. He attempted to let some of his stoic mask peel back.
Well, you see me now back on Olval.
Yes, and been mean to ask. With Grandmaster, what are expectations?
Expectations? Grandmaster? After a moment, Marek's mind translated the broken basic. Kelvin was talking about Atiru, who had been the master of his master, Zugina.
Atiru and I are together. If we can get through this, we're going to have a child.
Kelvin nearly skidded to a halt, causing Marek to yield as well. Had he really said that out loud? Sure, he had been thinking about it, but why now? Why here?
Okay, but how get child?
Marek blinked blankly a few times.
Well, when two humans...
Kelvin nodded his large head rapidly.
Become intimate, they copulate in order to procreate and have a child.
Kelvin blinked this time.
Grandmaster not proconsul, though.
He stared at Marek, clearly skeptical. Marek exhaled slowly. He tried to fish for something that would be more relatable for the Wookiee.
No, Kelvin, procreate. It means she'll carry the baby inside her, like an egg.
But Grandmaster is not bird. Why egg?
Not that kind of egg, an embryo.
Grandmaster is lady, not bro.
The corner of Marek's eye twitched ever so slightly.
I know, but previous to this time, she had ovulated, which means...
Grandmaster is never late to Alval.
Marek exhaled just through his nose, somehow keeping his composure.
When the baby is born, everything will change, Kelvin. My father left me even before I was born. From what I've learned from Wynn, it was a theme for him.
Kelvin actually nodded at that.
Yes, am knowing winning in his story. Good friend.
Marek went quiet as the Shadow Academy came into view. Their small team had gone unnoticed, but he'd need the Wookiee's engineering talents to pull off the next stretch of his plan.
It's okay. I can explain later. Either way, I intend to be around more for you, for my brother, and for my daughter.
The words sounded strange coming from his lips. The future, suddenly, was not so black and white.